Today is Thursday, January 16th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. After much deliberation yesterday, Ithaca officials made the decision to cancel classes for students in pre-K through fifth grade due to illness of a high number of students. For more information, contact Ithaca Schools. When you go to vote in the spring election, you'll adhere to Wisconsin's voter ID law. You'll also be voting on the law. Republican lawmakers have passed a measure to add the voter ID law to the ballot. If it passes, it'll be added to the state constitution. Republicans claim it reduces voter fraud. Representative Dave Maxey of New Berlin says, quote, "It helps maintain public confidence in our electoral outcomes, reinforcing the principle of one vote, one person." Experts and advocates say the voter ID law disproportionately affects people of color and those with economic disadvantages because they're less likely to have a state ID. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy was in Washington, D.C. yesterday for his confirmation hearing as President-elect Trump's pick to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy says no federal agency impacts Americans' daily lives more than the Department of Transportation. Duffy says Trump is a builder and wants to invest in rebuilding the country's infrastructure. Duffy was introduced and has the support of both Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. As bird flu begins to pop up across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in a poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock, as well as another positive poultry test in Burnett County. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. Some Wisconsin residents are not a fan of the Department of Transportation's new winter road condition labels, starting a petition to bring back the old labels on the 511 Wisconsin app. The DOT uses the app to share road condition updates with drivers and recently replaced some labels like slippery and snow or ice covered with broader labels. They say the previous labels included conditions that could change quickly, leaving their map inaccurate at times. Critics say the old labels were important for delivery drivers who need more specific updates. Governor Tony Evers is praising the Wisconsin Health and Educational Facilities Authority for their work supporting nonprofits across the state in 2024. According to a press release, the agency completed financing for 13 nonprofit organizations in 13 cities last year, issuing bonds totaling over $550 million. The agency's yearly review estimated that their efforts supported 47 direct jobs and over 3,000 construction jobs. Nonprofit borrowers included various acute care, educational, and senior living facilities. Baby foods are safe, but not all of them are healthy. A recent study from the World Health Organization says that two-thirds of baby foods on grocery store shelves in the U.S. are unhealthy. Ellen Compton is a registered dietitian with Gunderson Health System.
They were looking at baby foods in the U.S., and a lot of our food marketing kind of across the board can be deceptive, especially to, you know, busy parents who just want to grab and go and have a variety of food for their kids. There are claims on some packaging that can be somewhat deceptive. So, for example, you know, just because something says that it's organic or wholesome or BPA-free does not necessarily mean that it's going to be considered like a health food. You know, many, many things can be organic. Sugar can be organic, and you don't want to be giving your baby lots of sugar. And this study also talked a lot about, you know, there are added sweeteners in baby foods. The pouches that parents kind of tend to grab are higher in some added sweeteners. Granted, a lot of them are fruit-based, so they're going to be sweeter in nature. But having parents kind of look out for words like apple juice concentrate or any sort of juice concentrate that is going to be an added sugar that's not natural to the fruit itself that's in the pouch.
Take the claims of the pouches on the shelf with a grain of salt.
Make sure that you are using them kind of in moderation, like a quick grab-and-go type snack or something like that, and not relying on them completely to feed your child. So doing a variety of different foods and advancing the texture of those foods as tolerated by your own child. So making sure that they're safe when they're chewing and swallowing and they can actually handle that. Because it is important to not just be slurping down liquid food. We do need to have them develop those oral motor skills that they're going to need to, you know, someday chew something like steak. So definitely want to develop that in them too.
Ellen Compton says while the study showed that many of those foods don't meet protein requirements, parents need to remember that fruit and vegetable purees will not have protein in them. She adds that it is okay to give babies foods of this nature. An American Red Cross blood drive was held in Richland Center yesterday, where donors nearly met the goal of 75 units. 71 units were collected yesterday, which included 20 Power Red. Thank you to all the donors working to save lives. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has declared highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will expand to include the entire state beginning today. More information on overweight permits can be found on the Wisconsin DOT Oversize Overweight Permits webpage. Haulers with specific questions can contact Wisconsin DOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320.